those University Tower chimes. Bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, she's still on sabbatical. It's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
I am still on sabbatical.
When does your sabbatical end? When our semester ends or when your next semester begins?
I think it's when the semester ends.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to stop counting down then because that would just be cruel.
Another. It's called summer.
Right, because I'm not teaching this summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
lucky.
Work for free.
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it?
Is it okay if I ask if it's been a productive sabbatical?
Not as productive as I would like, but I have gotten a goodly chunk of new writing done.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Right. So actually one version of one of the chapters that I've pretty much completed has been requested for a collection of essays.
Oh, excellent.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
so,
pretty awesome.
So we'll see.
So. You know what else is pretty awesome? Professor Dave Chow. From the
I'm
college.
I'm pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. We're glad to have you. Is Cracker Jack time, apparently?
No, it's just a book I use for my class, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Among other books. So.
Sure.
I'm just, 94 was tricky today. So.
Oh, okay.
I can usually get here in about 5 minutes, but 94 decided to get snarly on me. So.
You meant I-94, not
yes.
That you were driving 94.
Yeah.
Got it.
Isn't that the way Michigan roads are? Yeah. They name the speed limit. I mean, man, come on, 696. I mean, doesn't everybody drive 696 miles on that?
Yes, I can confirm. Everybody tries to hit 696 miles per hour.
Exactly.
So. You're the sound barrier broken on a daily basis. Professor Joe Abbasett is here.
He is, yes.
Yes, he is. Looking, as always, sharp.
Dapper.
Very dapper. I love that pattern on that tie.
Kind of springish, but the day in the month would suggest to wear it, but outside it's a little bit still winter.
It didn't get the memo.
I don't know whether it helps our students or hurts them to think about the fact that the more wintry it is, the more they still kind of buckle down and don't go play outside, because the second we get that spring breakthrough around here, it's pretty much over. We have 2 weeks to go, so I think we're going to make it. But.
Yeah. I have a question. Do you guys call this winter term or spring term?
Winter.
Winter.
Why can't we call it spring?
Too distracting. I have no idea.
But
just for the optimistic side.
Most of it is
would
in the
start
spring.
In the winter. I don't know.
Right,
don't
because know. We end so early, maybe.
Yeah, we do. We do.
I've never been at a school that doesn't use spring.
Really?
It's the first time. I mean, I'm still...
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Because sometimes there's winter term, which is a
yes.
third,
right. Yes.
A
yeah.
third
one
portion
month kind
of
like
the year.
Like J term or something.
Right.
Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
How about just eliminate winter, just go fall, spring, and summer, and just ditch the winter just
eliminate
for optimistic
winter?
Well,
optimistic sake.
Yes.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here
Hello.
With us today. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How
so. We got confirmation that Heather's flowers matched your tie from last week.
That was
they
nice.
Literally were striped.
That was nice.
It's pretty incredible,
yes.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got green stripes on. I don't know if you have any green crocuses.
No.
Soon you will have green grass.
I hope.
It's
You're
taking
hoping.
Its
I hope.
Time this year. Usually there's a day in late March where the grass seems to turn all green at one time.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Not so
we
far.
Had this longest, slowest
Brown.
Introduction to spring.
Many, many canceled baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
Too many.
Too many snowy baseball games. My favorite is watching the baseball players with the full balaclava on, and all you can see is their eyes.
The slip.
Oh, did you see last night? The first baseman actually had to help somebody adjust it.
No, that was great.
That was interesting. So
yes. Great game. The Tigers won last night. We'll take
About
it.
About time.
In a rebuilding year. Continuing our circuit around the table, we are graced with the presence of a guest panelist, Professor Nicole Najor from biology.
Hello.
Thanks for coming, Nicole.
You're welcome.
I caught correctly. You're going to our annual slide rule dinner dance after
I am.
This, right?
Yeah,
so
correct,
I'm going to be there too.
You will need a pocket protector
and
some pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
at
engineers
minimum.
Are nerds. We're not really nerds that much.
Engineers.
Engineers, yes. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our panel, you win one of our prizes, like an ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu, reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP, or find us on Facebook. When last we had the Super Friends together, we were taking on some questions from our old friend Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. Nicole, he always wishes us warmest wishes from California. Southern California. Mm-hmm. We had a couple random questions left to see if we can take out. Let's see what we can do with which U.S. president was the first who had an inaugural ball? I can give you the year. It was 1809.
Jackson?
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't Madison. Say Jackson. It was Madison.
Madison
James.
Oh, yeah. Dolly would not miss a ball. Yeah, she served ice cream, too, in the White House.
She probably was the one that wanted the inaugural ball.
Absolutely.
I lived in a city named after James Madison.
In Wisconsin.
Yes, I did.
Perfect.
10 years.
Because did you go to University of Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. There you go. At what speed is a typical champagne cork ejected from the bottle?
Let's go get some champagne and find out.
Maximal velocity.
Depends on how much you shake it.
Yeah. You know, it's being listed here in miles per hour.
100.
Oh, it's less than 100.
70.
It's less than 70.
55.
It's less than 55.
25.
It's 25 miles per hour.
Hey. 25 miles per hour. Yeah, that's pedestrian speed. Mm-hmm.
It's residential area. Yep. You know, I think that's totally reasonable bring
it's a safe speed.
I say we go find and test it.
Yeah.
Let's go get a bottle and find out.
I love champagne.
Most champagne's unsafe at any speed.
There was a wonderful
twist off cap, right, Jim?
Oh, no.
There was a wonderful little gag cartoon in the paper this week that was just sort of like outside of the frame of reference. It was clear that someone had baptized a child with a bottle of champagne, and the person was just holding a broken bottle. It was like unclear on the concept, you know, that sort of thing. I thought that was cute. What was the first country, 2013, that legalized all use of marijuana?
Netherlands. Oh.
Canada was the first to legalize medical marijuana in 2001. But in 2013, all forms of marijuana are legal in...
Jamaica?
Thailand.
Netherlands?
Starts with the letter U.
Uruguay.
It's Uruguay is what it says here. Yes, 2013. Oh. All marijuana.
Oh. Wait a minute. So do they have a growing crop over there that we don't know
about?
Well,
I expect they probably got good conditions for growing it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, we had 210 pot shops in the state of Michigan a couple weeks ago, and then the state just said, nope, you have to close them all down. So I don't understand what's going on.
Although, I heard the other day that the legislature wants to pass, or that many in the legislature want to pass, a bill legalizing recreational use, which is supposed to be on the ballot in November.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if they wait until November, they think it will bring more people out to the polls and elect people they don't want elected. So they want to get it taken care of before then, so those people will have less reason to go to the polls.
These sort of things are important to planning what kind of masses you want to bring to the polls. During a regular World Cup soccer match, what is the average distance in miles that a player would run during a regulation game?
Too many.
Yeah, way too many.
It's less than
seven.
15.
Really?
It's seven is what it is on the spot.
Joe is hot.
Wow, he is hot.
Look at that. Give him a spring tie and he takes off.
I'm telling you right now. Thanks a lot for those questions, Frank. Those were awesome.
Thanks, Frank.
Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Let's see what we've got here. I think that we're going to do a little bit of wordplay, and I know that everybody loves to do that. Uh-oh. Name that capital from Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan. Oh, wow, geez. So this is the way it usually works, Nicole. The people are allowed to sort of list whatever they think the passing grade will be, because they win one prize if we stump them, and they win a different prize if it's the opposite. So 10 of 12 is passing. That's pretty high standards, I got to say.
I should say so.
Let's see here. I think we're going to have to give one away, because we are going to have to sort of give the lay of the land. Name the person being described and the state, province, or country which has as its capital the last name of that person. For instance, the fourth president of the United States, you would respond...
James Madison.
Wisconsin. James Madison, Wisconsin. Okay. So, we are thinking about the state, province, or country that is completed.
I had to throw in province, too.
Yes.
Gone it. Make me work hard.
Those are all for you.
Those
questions.
Professor Chow is from Canada originally.
Leave it up to me to be the bringer. Not.
Former host of Good Morning America.
Former host of Good Morning America.
Who else is Good Morning America? Laura Spencer, Regis.
This would have been when I was growing up, for certain.
Good morning.
Diane Sawyer.
You're on the right track, except for Sawyer doesn't match any capital, right?
Who's the co-host?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's not Katie Couric.
No, it was before Katie Couric.
No, that's today. She was on NBC. Yeah,
Jane Pauley.
Getting closer. Right.
What's
Barbara Walters. I don't know.
Barbara Walters, Iowa.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what's the capital of the United Kingdom?
London.
Joan London, England.
Joan London. Oh, my gosh. Totally forgot
isn't
about
Joan London like hawking like senior assisted living now?
Oh, I don't know.
Dave watches a lot of TV.
No, I think she's got some kind of TV commercial on now.
For
getting help for your aged parents.
That's what it is. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. I knew something.
Close.
Yeah.
An English novelist known primarily for six major novels which interpret, critique, and comment upon the British landed gentry at the end of the 18th century.
The Baha? Heather? Help? SOS?
I know.
Everybody looks at the English professor.
The end of the 18th century. The landed gentry.
The landed gentry.
Jane Austen, Texas?
Jane Austen, Texas.
There you go.
Yes.
Man.
Hot to trot back here.
Yeah, I was going to say. No pressure whatsoever on the rest of us. Oh, dear Lord.
This is interesting. Hopefully nobody says too soon. He starred in the movie God and was arguably a better singer.
John Denver, Colorado.
Than he was a pilot.
Oh, much better.
No, let's not talk about piloting skills.
John Denver, Colorado was what we were looking for, but yes.
And George Burns is God.
God rest him.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I just, it's sort of interesting. I can't imagine a movie being released these days. Like, everybody, come see God. Like, it's just the name of the movie, you know?
Well, isn't it any different than Bruce Almighty?
No.
Morgan Freeman is God? I mean,
God in the title, you know? Seventh president of the United States.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Andrew Jackson, Mississippi, yes.
Excellent.
Excellente. Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. She was the Bond girl Tiffany Case in Diamonds Are Forever. Now, this is definitely Dave Childs.
No, it isn't. Well, why is it the Bond girls with me? Not that I mind looking up reference, but I mean, Tiffany Case.
Actually, I was bringing it up less because of the Bond girl, more because of the Canadian connection.
Oh.
See, you jumped. You jumped
Jill St. John? Newfoundland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
And to be complete, what's listed here, thank you, Charlie B., Jill St. John's Newfoundland and Labrador, or Antigua and Barbuda.
Oh, jeez.
So we cover all the bases. If you ever need a reference, we have at least a continental United States.
We need more maps and charts and graphs and Wikipedia.
Yes, we do. And while we think about that, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do any
magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah, we do. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure to be here. And it sometimes is. They won't touch me.
Can't take it.
Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts,
Kathy Bush. Schaefer. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, God. I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edmund.
No, I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
My forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta-style, musical-style stuff around the turn of the century. Oh, earlier than the turn of the century.
Lotta. Neat. Lotta.
Yes. Huh.
It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and
she
the jewels.
She left it to veterans and horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann Heinck. I should also. I should also.
And we're back, taking on these questions. Name that capital from Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan. Half of Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, which Starsky and Hutch? The old one? David Soule and Michael...
So David Soule...
Michael Glazer? Michael
Soul Korea.
South Korea, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now we're playing along. I believe that Heather's phone could help us with, she could make you disappear with a wiggle of her nose.
Oh, Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Nice. Elizabeth Montgomery, Alabama. Yes. He was deluded to think that he could have Jesse's girl.
Rick Springfield, Illinois.
Okay. Mm.
Or Ohio, or...
Yeah, but only one's capital.
Capitals. Oh, that's right. I forgot about capitals.
Former chancellor of the German Empire.
Berlin? No. Who am I thinking?
A person, right?
Yeah.
It is definitely a person. Partial credit.
Thank you. Irving Berlin. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that would be good.
Who's it would share a capital last name with a U.S. state. Yes, I just said United States state. No ideas.
Hold on. As we all look at the map.
What if I narrow it down to one of the Dakotas?
Bismarck.
Otto von Bismarck, North Dakota, is what we're looking for there. I'm going to have to mark you down. Queen Elizabeth's great-great-grandmother.
Victoria.
Or.
Victoria.
Help me with a capital.
Vancouver.
Victoria, B.C.?
B.C.,
British Columbia. Okay, yeah, there we go.
I kept on thinking, like, is it South Africa? Oh. One of the.
But it could be the Seychelles.
Yeah, that's one.
Deviating some. This English dish is made with a filet steak coated with pâté and duxelles, which is then wrapped in puff pastry and baked. Less a person and more of a dish.
What?
With a capital name in it.
Wellington?
Yeah, it beef Wellington.
Wellington. New Zealand.
Okay, I'm like thinking, got me hungry, buddy.
Pretty good.
Sounds delicious.
I know.
Very nice. I think I'm smarter when I'm not on sabbatical.
What do you say that?
My head is stuck in the Middle Ages.
We need to take care of the beef Wellington.
Well, you did find
it's just the wind that has blown things out of our heads today.
Pardon?
The wind.
The wind.
Charlie B. sent us another set of questions, too, and they're pretty fast, so I'm pretty sure we could fit them in before the end of our show here. Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan says, how do you measure up? For the following units of measure, give the quantity that it measures, okay? So, for instance, you would say a foot measures...
Distance or length.
Okay, here we go.
What, like a cubic for an arc or something like that kind of thing?
We'll see.
Did I jump the gun?
Patience.
Possibly.
Patience is a virtue.
I have none.
Even in graphic illustrators.
I have no patience. I should be a patient.
Degree, as in Rankine. Temperature. Yes. And, of course, the next one is degree, as in a right angle.
Geometry. So,
space.
Angle.
Radius. Circumference. Where's the math guy? Where's Dan Maggio when we need him?
I have no idea how to classify it.
Geometric measure.
Span.
I mean, you're all basically there. It measures rotation, if you think about 360 degrees.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
How about a calorie?
Heat.
Unit of energy.
Fuel.
Energy.
Energy, yep. Energy will work. Heat works, yep. How about a liter?
Liquid.
Volume. Liquid measure.
Mm-hmm. Volume.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about a light year?
Distance.
Time.
Spatial.
Very, very long distance in time. Oh. Very, very, very long. A light year is the distance that light travels in a year.
Yeah.
That's a really long distance. Very long distance. How about a cubic meter?
Cubic meter?
Volume.
Square footage?
Space volume. Or volume, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Pretty good. How about an acre?
Land.
Land.
Area.
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 Okay.
Area. Anybody know off the top of their head, and I'm interested to see if people know this one, what the metric equivalent of an acre is, being sort of standard measure? Because it's a really funny name.
Hectares?
Yeah, no one uses it. I remember getting a textbook in grade school where they had just metriced the whole thing up, and everything made sense except for all the area in acres was also listed in hectares. And we're like, what the heck is this? Never heard that word before. What about a Scoville?
Oh, hotness of peppers.
Peppers.
Pepper hot strength. Oh, yes, that's right.
Ghost pepper from Mari Pizza on Hamtramck.
Oh my gosh, you actually eat that stuff?
Wait, is there like an equation for Scovilles?
There's a measurement, I know that.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
How bad your tongue is scarred. The roof of your mouth, how much skin is flaking off.
How many gallons of water I need to pass that through
is
my
like
system?
Is like a ruler? A Scoville?
Or milk?
Yeah. Come on, man. You're...
Steam coming
out
your ears.
It's
got
to be a chemistry thing. I bet it's a chemistry thing.
All I know is that it's one of those units where you can't just say this is 4 Scovilles or 5 Scovilles. They're usually measured in millions and hundreds of millions for no reason whatsoever. So,
how do you spell Scoville?
S-C-O-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is meter per second measuring?
Speed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which makes meter per second measuring
more speed?
A dream within a dream. It's inception.
It's inception.
It's a speed within
it's
a speed.
Speedception. Yeah. No, meter per second would be the same thing as a meter per second squared, which is usually the way we measure. You guys don't know him. Acceleration.
Can we go back? Maybe Scoville. Go back to Scoville for a minute. Rewind. It's how much capsaicin is
capsaicin.
In it.
Capsaicin.
Oh, so it's
thank you. The concentration. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Right. So
does it have like a basic?
But that's
like, got to
be variable on like one batch of ghost peppers versus another
pungency
batch of ghost
units.
Peppers.
Pungency units.
Oh jeez.
Oh, since the 1980s, spice
foodie, but not
heat
that bad.
Has been measured by high performance liquid chromatography.
Hey,
HPLC.
There you go.
Wow.
Which measures the concentration of heat producing chemicals such as, say it again,
capsaicin.
Yes.
Nasty stuff.
So there you go. It's all very official.
Very.
Very official.
How about an ohm?
Sound? Volume?
No, resistance.
Oh, yes, electrical resistance is measured by an ohm. In the current metric system, we use joules to represent what the original standard system called what for work.
Horsepower?
Ergs.
All of those things are real things, but that wasn't sort of the major unit. It had a weird name. You still hear this a lot in engineering.
Who's an engineer when we need one?
Fortunately, I'm not an engineer. Yeah.
They call it a foot pound. Is what they call it. A foot pound of work or energy.
Like torture.
How about a bar? What's a bar measure?
How many?
You guys don't know this, huh?
Bar.
I'm kind
it's
of
like
a,
on a graph.
Is it sound?
It is. It is.
Graph. Oh.
It's not a distance. No. We're feeling it right now.
Heat?
Not heat.
Humidity? Cold?
No, a bar measures air pressure.
Oh.
Air pressure.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
So high pressure, low pressure. How about what does a watt measure?
A watt.
Oh.
Power, electricity.
Yeah, power. Yep. Yes, we say power usually. Let's finish this bad boy up here. How about a newton?
Ooh, ooey, gooey, rich, and chewy. sorry, yeah, that's where my mind goes.
Ooh, I could go for a fig newton.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Same here.
It's not a cookie, it's a fruit.
Ooeyness?
Like velocities? No.
A newton, I mean, you're close.
Gravity?
Is the standard measure of force in the metric system.
Right, force.
Named
force.
After a newton. How about a couple mildly weird ones? How about a hand? What is a hand
horse?
Measure?
Height.
The height of a
height.
Horse.
Yep, yeah. Like the height of a horse. Yeah. Sorry to see you go, Hazel Park Raceway.
Oh, sad.
Just like stone is a measure of weight.
That's right. And I was just about to say, because this is the one that almost everybody gets wrong, but I have a strong feeling that Nicole will know where this is going.
Oh, no pressure on you whatsoever.
Seriously.
None.
We say what is a kilogram measure. You would say...
Weight.
It is definitely not
mass.
Yes.
Tricky.
Sneaky, sorry.
Sneaky. Yeah.
Couldn't help myself. So, being that you are a biologist, give us an example of like a totally esoteric unit that you use in your research that not many people would probably know about.
Kilodaltons.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody what a Dalton is. Yeah.
Well, it's our measurement. It's like protein size.
Yeah.
So, we're talking on... I mean, how do you explain a Dalton? I don't even
it's
know.
It's a bookstore. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, no, no.
Well,
no,
it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be.
Yeah, it's like it takes into account mass and structure.
Mass per unit mole, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
So that's my kilodaltons is what we're usually looking at protein sizes on that level.
See, and we're not the only nerdy people here, Heather.
No.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone's got their own nerdness.
I was going to look over at, Dave at some point and say there's some, like, gradations
pikas,
of
pikas, like, and agates and Pantone charts and things like that.
Or, like, what do they do for pencils is what I was thinking.
Oh, the hardness of pencils.
Hardness, like, of pencils is measured in, like, what? A something?
Something. I don't know other than letters and numbers.
Number three, number two, and number
exactly.
one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's clay content.
You guys are
like I said, we all
number three, you can't even read.
Number nine, you use for etching and removing of blackheads, practically. So.
Okay. One
it's
more
all
here.
We needed to know.
To wrap things up. So, for a long time, there was a very, very specific definition of what a second was, and the fact that we have 60 of them in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour. For 24-hour day, Earth turns. But more recently, and this is kind of a big deal, if you look it up, it's pretty interesting, there is a cycle of a certain element from the periodic table that's used to measure the second. Do you know what the element is?
Oh, is it?
It's in every single one of our computers.
It's a degradation of, what was it like?
It's a weird element for sure.
Yeah, I can't remember.
The symbol is CS, if that helps at all. It's cesium.
Yeah, is that the breakdown?
It's a cesium clock, yes. That's how we measure time now. There is such a big deal if you really want
to. Why
an
is
eye
it
opener.
Because it's so stable?
It's unbelievably stable and it never changes. The cycle of the atom as it breaks down is exactly when measured. It's actually really weird because, of course, it goes a lot faster than a regular human second. But if you take one bajillionth of that, then you get a second and it makes perfect sense. It's weird stuff. But there's a big battle right now, not surprisingly, in France where they have the special master kilogram of the world, like in a vacuum underneath a glass dome, that they want to get away from. This chunk of metal is a kilogram, and that's how we measure all the kilograms. Mm-hmm. They want to get something more elemental so that it's true all over the earth. Mm-hmm. And they are not able to agree on it because the French don't want to give up the kilogram.
Right.
Oh, for the lava.
Yeah, it's an interesting world that we live in, what can I say?
Right.
Anybody have any other, really good...
Come on, nerdisms?
Nerdisms when it comes to measurement stories. I gave you my hectare story.
Yeah, come on.
What more do you want from me?
Than a pronoun, isn't there? We all know those. So.
Well, parts of sentences? I mean, what?
Yeah, everyone's got their own nerdness, right? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I like diagramming sentences.
Okay,
kind of parts and pieces of sentences. Do people do that anymore?
My kids actually diagram sentences at school. Yeah, they do. It's a good thing.
It's actually good. I think it teaches you how to write.
Absolutely, it does.
Penmanship.
Unfortunately, the big loud bell means it's time to say goodbye, Professor Hill Vasquez.
Bye-bye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Abbasid.
Take care.
Professor Tubbs.
Au revoir.
Professor Najor.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Yes, the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.